This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Christian Healthcare Ministries, an affordable, faith-based solution for Christians to the problems of rising healthcare costs. To learn more, visit chministries.org. That's chministries.org. Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, friends. This is Chris Brown, your host of Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and we are so honored that you're tuning in. We've got a packed show ready for you today. We're excited about taking your calls, 866-357-3283. Again, 866-357-3283. You call in, and we'll talk about your financial situations and your relational situations, whatever it is that you're going through. And we're going to look at it through the eyes of stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. You can also email into the show at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. We're going to start off our broadcast today with Galatians 5:1. Do you know what it says? It says, "For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery." Now, those of you who have listened to this show quite a bit, you know what I'm referring to there about this yoke of slavery. We're no longer bound, folks. It encourages us to stand firm and not to get back into those chains that we're bound by. And if you're free of debt, don't go back, right? Like a dog returning to its vomit. If God has given you freedom in other areas of your life, celebrate it. Again, we're taking your calls at 866-357-3283. And first up from McKinleyville, California, this is Adam. Adam, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well, Chris. How about yourself?
I'm better every day. Did I pronounce the city right?
Awesome. Yeah, you did, actually.
Well, good. First time for everything. How can we help you today?
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing. I'm a 19-year-old. I got out of high school, and I decided to opt out of college, forgo all the school loans and everything, because I had found my dream job, my career choice. So right after this had happened, I was thinking, you know what? I need a car. So I took a loan out on a 50,000-mile car that only was about $10,000. Bad idea, right?
Of course that's a bad idea, yes.
Yeah, the car died 6 months later. The engine seized up, oil pump went out. So now I have this fix on my hands. One of my sisters at around the same time moved to Hawaii to be with my other sister who's staffing at YWAM, and she gave me her $700 beater car. That one ended up dying about a month later. Just bad luck here with cars, right?
Yeah.
So I'm on this dilemma of I'm really unsure with this because I'm still $7,500 in debt with the car, and then I still owe $700 to my sister. So to get the car working again, it would be another $3,000 to $5,000, which then would put me in about $12,000 in debt overall.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think you got to play out this both scenarios and fixing the car, what that's going to end up costing you, and just selling the car and starting over, what that's going to cost you. I think what you're going to come up with, and I think you already have done this, is a horrible situation either way. Either way, one of them you're going to be in the hole like 10 or 12 grand. The other one you're going to be in the hole like 9 grand. They're both going to be bad either way. So I think the only way out of this, you're single?
Yep.
All right. The only way out of this, and I think I heard you say something about two jobs. I think that's the only way out of this. I think you're leveraging the fact that you're single and you've got what you do have is extra time. And I don't know if there's a way out of this except for working 2 to 3 jobs. You got 168 hours a week and trying to leverage almost 120 of those for just 2 or 3 months. Maybe it's as much as 6 months to climb out of this hole and then put yourself in a better position, financially speaking, on your cars. I don't know if there's a way out of this other than that. I think it's just one of those things. It's like, man, life hit you hard already. You've already had your emergency. You know, emergencies hit us. These big financial setbacks hit us throughout our entire life. It's going to continue to happen. The stat is 78% of Americans have a major financial setback in any 10-year period. So you could kind of celebrate because yours is over. statistically speaking,
30, right?
Yeah, statistically speaking, you don't have one coming until 29. Yeah, I don't know if there's a way around it. Ideally, you would have had an emergency fund already stacked up, but you're starting out, and so you don't. And I just think that's the way around it, is just increasing your income dramatically to be able to cover up for this unfortunate circumstance. Now, if the repairs, if you can get it double, triple checked, maybe it's not $3,000 to $5,000, but maybe you can find someone else that can do it for $1,500. You know, that changes the ball game. But for right now, that $3,000 to $5,000 seems a little high. That's pretty much rebuilding an engine or something. That's a pretty big expense. So I think the biggest thing you got to do is you got to make up your mind right now, even as a 19-year-old, that you are going to get out of debt as soon as possible, and not entertain this carrying debt and financing the repairs and financing another car. But you're going to live by Proverbs 22:7, the borrower slave to the lender, Romans 13:8, owe no man anything except for the debt to love one another. In regards to getting out of this mess, Proverbs 6:5 says, free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. So for me, it's just working hard right now at 19 years old. You know, people don't choose their future. They choose habits that shape their future. And so right now, make that choice. You're going to run away from debt and you're not going to get back into it. And unfortunately, in this circumstance, it's going to take a lot of work. But the good news is you are in a phase of your life where you have a little bit of extra time. Adam, you stay on the line and we're going to hook you up with a free Total Money Makeover book. We want to invest in you. You're 19. You're starting off your adult life. And we want to pour into you. So the free Total Money Makeover book coming right your way.
This is Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
Christians have an alternative to overwhelming health insurance costs. Christian Healthcare Ministries, the original healthcare sharing ministry, satisfies its members' Affordable Care Act eligibility. Christian Healthcare Ministries isn't insurance. It's 70% less expensive than the national health insurance average. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a Better Business Bureau A-plus accredited charity. To learn more, visit chministries.org. That's chministries.org. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a proud sponsor of Dave Ramsey Live Events.
This is Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I am your host, Chris Brown. We're taking your calls and emails at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com, and the phone number is 866-357-3283. From Dallas, Texas, we got Christine. Christine, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can we help you?
Okay. So my husband and I, we just refinanced our home, and we did it for 30 years. Now he's 62 and I'm 56. The refi we did was $180,000, and our house appraised at right about $500,000, okay? The question is that, you know, it saves us $225 a month on our payments, and that's why we refied it. He wants to put that extra money towards the house payment. I want to put it in an extra savings account and pretend like we're still making that payment. And the reason is we don't know how much longer we're going to stay here. If we're going to stay here another 5 years or 7 years. Mm-hmm. We put it towards the house. I feel like we're just throwing that money away and we can't get it back. If we put it in an extra savings account, we can use that money when we do buy another house to actually put that extra down on the house. I wanted to know your thoughts on that. And he does plan on leaving his job in May. And so we're going to be on a smaller income, and that was one of the reasons why we refied. Our interest rate's at 3.5%, and the money we have in our retirement accounts are making between 4 and 5%.
Okay. So where do you think, when the money goes towards the house, where do you think that money goes? You're making it sound like you think that it's just going away. But I mean,
no, I know it, it leverages our interest, not our interest, but it goes towards our principal.
Yeah, yeah. So you're not throwing it away. You just mean to have it liquid on hand?
I just want it liquid just for emergency, just in case. And I feel like we're making more money on our retirement account. So if I pulled all that money out of our retirement account to pay on the house, we're making more money there than we're paying interest on our home. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Here's what you want to do. Here's the order of the way things work, okay? This is the best way. If you take all the scriptures in the Bible and lay them all out and put them kind of in order of preference and those kind of things, in order of just an orderly fashion, when you study all of them, here's what you come up with. Of course, saving is important. Paying off the mortgage is important. Avoiding debt's important. Investing for the future, retirement, all that stuff's important. It's like, what do you do first? So this will give you kind of an order. You want to save $1,000 and put that into a savings account. That's simple. Okay, that's easy. You probably have that done. Then you want to get rid of all non-mortgage debt is second. Do you have any non-mortgage debt?
We do have two car payments that we make.
Okay.
The interest is so low on them. My car payment, the interest is 2.99 and his is 1.99. Now, on the two cars that we owe $7,100. That's it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, what's your income, by the way?
We are right about $100,000.
Okay. So, here's the deal. Interest paid is a penalty. Interest received is a reward. And so who cares if you're making 3 or 4% on your house and 3 or 4% or 5% on your retirement if you're paying 3% in cars and depreciating metal sitting in your driveway? So it's really just a wash. You got to get rid of the consumer debt first. And you guys have the income to do that. And so if I could really, it's not why you called, but that'd be your primary concern, regardless of what you do with the extra money towards the savings account or the house. So it's neither one of those. It's actually getting rid of the car payments. That would free up a lot of money and cash flow. Next, after that, what you want to do is take that $1,000, and what you want to do is you want to grow it to what's called a fully funded emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of expenses, which should take care of that security gland for you that wants that liquid cash. That's what happens next. Now, notice I just answered your question that you're right, he's wrong. So you want to make sure you have that money in savings first before you start attacking that primary mortgage too heavily. You got to have that money because life's going to throw you some curveballs. It's going to rain, and you got to have money on hand in case. And with him, retiring and quitting his job in May, you're going to have that really fully funded to make sure that you're taken care of. So that would be the third thing. Then you start thinking about retirement. Up to this point, you're not contributing to retirement at all. Then you start giving 15% of your household income towards retirement. Towards those investments that you were talking about. Then kids' college, if it's in play, I think that's not in play in here. Then you attack the mortgage. So it's in that order. So if you've got 3 to 6 months of expenses saved up in a money market account already, then he's right. You want to attack the mortgage. But if you don't have that yet and you still have debt, those are your primary priorities. Okay?
I got it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Christine. All right, folks. You are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Let me ask you a question. Now think back to all of the gifts that you've been given in your life. Okay? You got them all? Now, how many of those gifts actually changed the trajectory of your life? That necklace? That blouse? Who says blouse anymore anyway? That outfit? Whatever it is. Or what about this? How many times have you given a gift that has totally changed someone else's life? Those gifts, those experiences are what make futures hopeful and bright. That's why here at Ramsey Solutions, we are kicking off our Making Futures Bright, get this, $100,000 giveaway. Did you hear me? We're giving away $100,000 worth of cash and prizes in the weeks leading up to Christmas. All you have to do is go to stewardship.com to enter. You can enter once a day, every day, for your chance to win. So once a day, every single day leading up to Christmas. And here at Ramsey Solutions, we'll be drawing one winner. And for the people that you care about, don't forget to check out the special sales and deals that we have on some of our life-changing resources and gifts. So make sure to head over to stewardship.com, check out all the deals leading up to Christmas, and enter our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway every day for your chance to win.
This is Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and we want to thank you because we've been getting your questions, your testimonies, your success stories. Some of you have been sending words of encouragement to others in our stewardship community. Call us at 866-357-3283, or you can email us at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
This next call comes in from Charlotte, North Carolina. This is Preston. Preston, how are you?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm better every day. How can we serve you?
Well, sir, my wife and I are in a... We're working really hard with Dave Ramsey's method of getting out of debt, and we're working really hard on that. But we have quite a bit. We have a mortgage, and then we have quite a bit of consumer debt. And we're in a position right now where I'm working second shift, and my wife is working first. And I'm getting paid pretty decent money, and I'm trying to figure out if I should switch to first to get to a shift that it's the same as my wife so we can spend more time together because we don't see each other much, or if I should stay on second and keep working hard to pay off the debt and then look at that.
Yeah, yeah. What's the goal on being completely out of debt? What's the day?
We haven't gotten an exact month yet because we're still trying to figure out exact real hard plan. The cars are kind of making it, we're not sure how to do it with the cars yet.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to kind of underwater on the cars, so we're okay. Trying to get a personal loan to sell them and get cheaper cars.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Let me pull up a little bit and make it a little simpler.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think the pace difference would be if you went from third shift to first shift? What do you think, let's say it was going to take you 4 years and now it's going to take you two, or it was going to take you 2 years, now it's going to take you four, or is it going to prolong you paying off your debt 2 years, 3 years, 2 months? Is there a pay difference?
Well, it'd probably be a matter of, right now, combined income, we make, I would make $38,000 if I worked straight 40 hours, and she would make about $38,000 with her job.
Okay.
If I get a lot of overtime, roughly about 10 hours a week, average, generally it's more than that, but that bumps us up to a combined income of about $90,000 a year.
Okay.
I've worked my way up through the ranks to get to where I am on second shift. So I'm afraid if I switch careers, switch fields, I would be starting from the ground up again because my degree is more in ministry than anything else, and I'm just doing this right now to fill in.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just afraid that switching would put me back down to, 11, 12, 13 an hour, mm-hmm. and it would push us back, I'm guessing, a year or two.
Yeah, yeah. Is there any relational tension right now?
Lord's been really good. We're working together on every step of it. It's just we just don't get to spend any time together to actually work on stuff. Everything's over the phone. Our daily Bible reading and stuff like that's over the phone, which is great. We're thankful for it, but it's just hard to get any time together, and we're trying to figure out, okay, even if we could pay this off in, 18 months, 12 months, that's a long time.
So what is the total debt?
Consumer debt we have with the cars and the credit cards, we're at about $55,000.
Okay.
And then the mortgage is separate, obviously.
You're asking yourself, is it being on the same schedule, is it worth $14,000 a year to you?
That's kind of where we're at, yeah. And, obviously, we would love to be on the same schedule, mm-hmm. but we're kind of making it work right now. So it's like, I don't know, we're kind of just...
How long have you been doing it?
We've been doing this for 6 months. Well, yeah, about 6 months now. Mm-hmm. But we've really gotten serious about the debt part within the last month or two.
Yeah.
Where we've been really chasing it with Dave Ramsey stuff. We were working on a budget back since May, and the Lord's helped us pay off $7,000 in 7 months, which has been great.
Yeah.
But that was before we had a really good plan too. So
gotcha.
I mean, we're making progress.
Yeah, I'm glad you gave me that last little bit of information, because that's the key. That's the key. That's what I needed. If you've only been doing this by the book for a couple months, let's stick with it a little longer. Because I would have liked to have seen a little bit more progress over 6 months for your income level. But I think let's stick it out a little bit longer. I'm not hearing enough relational tension and enough conflict. Sure. I know it's definitely inconvenient big time, and I don't want to downplay that. But I think you guys are going to be really, really have a lot of pride and unity when you go through this and you persevere through it. And it sounds like you're getting creative with your quality time. And you said you're getting through it. I think I would try to go another 3 to 6 months and reevaluate. But for me, I think it's worth it to free yourself and leave a legacy and get out of debt as soon as possible for your kids.
Yes, sir.
So
I appreciate that.
That's kind of where I'm at with this. And I would just tell you, Galatians 6:9, you're probably aware of this verse. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up. So don't, you know, put all your hyper focus on, you know, the debt that you've got yourself into, whatever the debt is, but more about going forward and doing good going forward. And the minute that you can get out of those cars, that's going to make things a lot faster, because you're going to dump a lot of debt real fast. So I would stick with it a little bit longer, my friend. And I'm hoping that once you dump those cars, the end is in sight, and maybe you can shift over to First Shift.
Sounds great, sir. I do appreciate it.
All right, Preston, thanks for the call. All right, folks, the phone number is 866-357-3283. Or you can also email in, chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And this one is coming in from Nakai. Says, hello, Chris. I was wondering, at what stage do I save for things that I need? For example, a car, a new roof, or a TV. Need? TV? Anyway, that's another conversation. She goes on to say, I'm on baby step 3, and all my money in our budget is already allocated. Nothing is left for saving for other items. And as I was looking at the future steps, I was wondering, where can I save up for this? I really enjoy your show. It's really helpful. Well, thank you. Typically, this pressure and this tension comes from the budget process. And so I'm not sure if you're on have a formal budget process, but you need to. You're saying all our money is in the budget's allocated, but I'm not sure how defined that is. So I would encourage, if you're having the same wrestle and you're listening in, everydollar.com, tremendous resource. But take care of the necessary items first. Obviously, the roof could be a major deal. I will say this, that a lot of times your entire roof doesn't need replaced. It can be patched for a very long time. So I will say that it might not be a $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 expense. It might be a $1,000 expense. So I would definitely get lots of different opinions on that, professional opinions. When it comes to cars, Holly and I have a car replacement fund on top of our emergency fund. And obviously, America is really good at making payments. We're awesome at it. So just make your payments to yourself. And when all the cash is there, what you're going to do is you're going to go to a dealer or go to a private party, and you're going to pay for a used car, not a new one, and use that car replacement fund. My guess is the reason why your money is already allocated is because your dollar bills are already, they're obligated to past payments. They're payments for past purchases, and they cannot be pointed towards opportunities for the future. And so you've got to take care of those obligated payments in the past, those debts that you have before you start even thinking about a new car, start thinking about a new roof, or even thinking about a TV. You got to pay off your debt first. And here's a little tough love for all of us, okay? The bottom line is we find a way to save for things that are important to us. We do. That shiny new iPhone with a rose gold backing, right? Somehow, all of America finds a way to save for the stinking iPhone. I see it all over the mall. Broke people with $700 phones. Crazy. We all find a way for, you know, our little girls to go to gymnastics camp, right? We all find a way to pay for the most expensive football league for our kids. We find a way to save for what's important to us. So you got to ask yourself, I know a new roof is not something that we really care about, but if you think about providing safety for your family, it's a big deal. So a little tough love for all of us, myself included. We save for things that we care about. Well, that concludes our show for today. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Hey, listen, don't forget, enter our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway. That's right. I'm very good at giving away Dave Ramsey's money. It's just what I do. So make sure that you are entering into that for your chance to win cash and prizes. We'll be drawing a winner each and every week here at Ramsey Solutions. All you have to do is go to stewardship.com to enter. You can enter once a day, every day, for your chance to win. We thank you for listening. Please know we're thrilled at what God is doing in your life. Folks, that's it for now. We'll catch you tomorrow for another edition of Chris Brown's True Stewardship. God bless y'all.